When I was a kid, it was a big deal to see a bald eagle in the wild. In fact, I don't think I ever saw one until I was in my high school years or beyond. Today, the population has risen, but there are still challenges. The story of their comeback is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When I was a kid, you rarely, if ever, saw a bald eagle in the countryside.
The big thing that really decimated the bald eagle population was DDT. And what was happening is that pesticide was thinning the bald eagle eggshells, and they weren't able to hatch properly.
Dr. Stephanie Zeck is the staff veterinarian at the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri.
By 2007, again, it took about 40 years, the bald eagle was removed from the Endangered Species Act. It's still protected under the Migratory Bird Act, but it's no longer considered endangered.
The Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield has eagles for visitors to see, as well as eagles they take out to locations for informational programs. Those eagles have become a popular part of the outreach to the public. But this zoo is also a raptor rehab center for a large portion of the Midwest.
When we talk about raptors, we mean hawks, eagles, owls, and they can come in for a number of reasons. The number one reason we see is trauma.
But when it comes to bald eagles, there's a specific problem that this zoo sees repeatedly.
We see a ton of lead poisoning. We are still gathering the data on it, but since we have started gathering data in the 9 eagles that I have measured lead levels, 7 of them have had toxic levels.
So how is lead entering the environment, and why is it specifically impacting eagles more than other raptors? Vets and conservationists now know quite a bit about the problem, and part of the work here at the zoo is an educational program to help prevent future poisoning of the bird population. We'll talk about the challenges and what's taking place next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.